Periscope.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Good. All right.
Let's do it.
All righty. Sick.
Sweet. We're live.
Here we are.
Let me join. What up, everybody?
What's happening?
What's up, Nadine?
This. All right.
Sweet.
Sick.
Welcome back.
We're like tilted, but is that right? First time on Periscope.
Periscope.
What's up, Periscope?
What's up, Periscope? Welcome, welcome back.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Once you are on, shoot us a little comment, say what's up.
Share my video.
Oops, 10. We got some really cool stuff for you guys today. Once you guys are on too, if you can, just hit that share button. Share it out to your friends, share it out to your groups. Hit the like, hit the love. Hey Kim, what's going on?
Nice.
Awesome.
Cool, cool. Alright.
We are at episode 10.
Yeah.
Already.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Episode 10. That's awesome. Love it.
Ooh.
Set, right?
Yeah, that's really good.
Pineapple.
That's really good.
No artificial sweeteners either.
Mm. Oh, wow.
In case you guys are wondering what this bright yellow thing we're drinking, it is exogenous ketones made by the company Ketology. It's 10 grams of BHP salts, which are exogenous ketones, and 2 billion probiotics, which is really cool.
How many?
2 billion.
2 billion?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
No artificial sweeteners, no sugar.
That's really, really good. How much is it at the store?
65.
Okay.
For 30 servings.
That's not bad.
Which for an exogenous ketone is really good.
Yeah. Wow. That's really delicious.
So we're going to be flying tonight.
And I had like a scoop and a half of something home too.
Really?
I'm going to be in ketosis in about 10 minutes.
Yeah. I had actually almost... I think I had under 20 grams of carbs today, like not even meaning to.
Yeah.
I made a badass lunch too. I did cauliflower rice, peppers, onions, zucchini, and organic pasture-raised eggs.
That sounds
all
delicious.
In one. Like I wanted to try and do like a Chinese fried rice type
yeah.
style thing. So I mixed it all together. It was actually really good. I cooked it in avocado oil.
Nice.
Yeah, it was sick.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah. Had some pork rinds.
Ooh.
Had some beef jerky.
These ketones first.
Yeah, I'm gonna
see. So I'm gonna be fired.
Yeah,
between the coffee and the ketones.
This is gonna make us fired up. Mm. Thanks, Nadine.
Thank you guys.
Once you guys are on, hit that share button. This is a really good episode. We're
yeah,
both really fired up for it, so the more people that see it, the better for everybody.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Talking about a super important topic today. It's unrelated to nutrition, yet super related to nutrition.
Yeah.
And that'll make a lot more sense when we start talking about it. But it's episode 10.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, it's, can't believe we got to episode 10 episodes
10 weeks
now.
Yeah,
10 straight weeks we've been doing this.
Yeah, 10 episodes in.
10 fire episodes.
Yeah.
And, hey, Lauren. Thanks for joining. Yeah.
There we
love
go.
It.
Likes
love
and
it.
Loves.
Love
likes
it.
And loves and shares.
Love it. And if you guys aren't on Facebook, we also have it on Periscope this
yeah.
week to see how well this goes. So,
new methods, try
yeah.
it out.
See what happens. Because apparently Facebook only does, not Facebook,
Instagram.
Caps videos at an hour. So,
silly.
The last like few minutes of a couple episodes get cut off and it's kind of annoying. So, figure we try out the Periscope app this week.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. You know, what's the worst that could happen? More people watch our podcast, which
yeah,
is
fine
awesome.
With that. Definitely fine with that.
Yeah, so motivation.
Motivation.
How do you deal with motivation?
Well, actually mine, the way I stay motivated is really easy actually for me. So, I talked about it for a couple podcasts. I used to eat like shit.
Yeah.
I used to drink all the time, this and that. So, really the way I stay motivated, and everyone, I encourage everyone to kind of dig deep and find their own thing. So, like, when I wanted to, like, find my own motivation to keep me going, like, the reason I eat healthy, the reason I take so much care and pride into how I treat my body, exercise, what I'm eating, what I'm not eating, healthy mindset, which is just as important as a healthy body. The reason I stay so motivated to do all that, when I was, I don't even know when I was born, but my mom has, like, dude, every, like, illness known to man.
Wow.
And, I mean, like, everything. And it sucks.
Yeah.
But, when I was born, most 85% of the things that she has, and she has a lot of stuff wrong, is genetic.
Okay.
So, for me, like, when I was old enough to really, like, understand it, me not getting any of those, like,
it's important.
What are the odds? Like,
yeah.
All of the stuff that she has, and all of it's genetic, the fact that none of it got passed down to me, like, the chances are so slim to none. So, for me, I took that as life gave me a second chance to live healthy.
Yeah.
You know, I could have easily gotten every single one of the genetic illnesses that she has, and I didn't,
yeah.
which is insane to me. You know, probability, like, it's just...
Yeah, that's...
So
that's
like, I'm pretty stunned at that, you know. A lot of it's, like, autoimmune stuff, and, you know, mental health, and physical health, and organ stuff. So, like, I could have gotten any of that,
yeah.
and I didn't get a single thing. So,
that's
you know,
awesome.
To me, that's a set... That's the... Kind of like, I guess, like, the universe giving me a second shot.
Yeah.
A healthy life.
Absolutely.
So for me, that's why I put, you know, that's why I take it very seriously, like, what I put in my body, how I treat my body,
yep.
you know, like, my mindset, you know, my mental health, my physical health, my, you know, internal health, like, the way I look good. I did that because, you know, that's, for me, I already got a second chance, and,
yeah.
you know, I would never want to, like, take advantage of it. So that's why I stay motivated, because I just think, like, I could have gotten all that stuff and been super unhealthy and had to work around all that stuff, which plenty of people do.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the odds were in my favor for whatever reason. You know, that also leads me to believe that's why I do what I do.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, I got a second chance to live a healthy life by not getting all that stuff that I very well could have. So for me, that's my motivation. That's why I keep going.
Damn.
You know?
That's a hell of a reason why.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. That definitely lights my fire. That keeps my... That fuels my fire 100%.
I don't blame you at all, man. That's... those are some damn good reasons to stay motivated daily.
Yeah.
Wow.
What about you?
For me, I mean, yeah, we've touched on the whole, you know, I used to eat like shit and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I never really took care of my body as well as I should have and...
What's up, Eileen?
You know, hold on, before I get into that, I want to make sure that my computer doesn't restart again. Alright, cool. Sorry. That'd be bad. Interrupt the podcast.
Yeah.
For me, it's, you know, I think I've always gone through life up until recently and kind of just like skated by, mm-hmm. you know, and kind of always done like my minimal work of like how hard I could work
okay.
and kind of push myself. And, you know, I would say like about a year and a half ago, you know, I got to a spot in my life where like kind of things just were kind of going out of control, and I had to make some long-term changes for my life, you know, just to make sure everything stayed even keel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've touched on it a lot in this, you know, like quit drinking like a year and a half ago.
Yep.
And with that, I mean, that's, you know, it was a lot of hard work, you know, and
absolutely,
just, because I mean, just, yeah, it was a lot of hard work. And with that brought my new fuel for taking care of my health, you know, that was number one. And I think that's like what really drove me to want to lose weight and start exercising again, and kind of like, I kind of just flipped the script completely on my life,
mm-hmm.
really. And, you know, like it wasn't easy in the least bit for me, but I keep that fuel burning daily to make sure that I'm staying on track with, you know, my goals that I've set for myself now. And I'm constantly working on myself. And,
yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's all, you know, I think just being a healthy person now and
mm-hmm.
in all facets of my life, between mental health and physical health and emotional health and everything, that really just keeps me driven and keep going and making sure that I'm present in every little aspect of my life.
100%.
And, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, like I lost 40 pounds last year, and it wasn't just because I, you know, just because I did small changes, I changed my entire life around,
yeah.
you know, and that's, yeah, I mean, that's what really kicked my ass in the gear, and, you know, like, my mindset changed tenfold from that point in my life, you know? So I think that's what keeps me driven now. And
that's
what
awesome.
Keeps me motivated.
Yeah, motivation is important, man.
Yeah.
Like, people, it's very it's an underestimated thing. Like, people, the biggest thing that, like, I can tell you guys is when you're looking for your motivation, try and, like what I did. Like, I was digging deep. I dug deep into my past, and I tried to like reverse engineer my like life, I guess, and to see how and when and why and where it all started.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, at first, I didn't like. Yeah, I was motivated, but like, I didn't know why.
Right.
What was the root of it? Like,
yeah.
I like to get to the root of the motivation, and that's when I realized, and it hit me, and I was like, oh shit! Like, that's why.
Yeah.
You know, like I could have been very terribly sick and ill and have all these diseases and shit, you know, and you know it's tough to live with.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's very tough to live with, and you know when your body just doesn't function that way. And I realized like when people, even if you're not born with stuff like that, like when you mistreat your body over time, like that's where stuff starts to become a problem.
It takes a toll on you, man.
Yeah,
it takes
so
a
like
toll on you.
The fact that I, you know, like I said, like, the fact that I could have had all that shit and I didn't get any of it,
it's,
by some miracle.
It's a blessing.
Yeah.
It's a
blessing. So I'm definitely grateful. And then, you know, like, I feel like me treating my body poorly would be me being ungrateful that I didn't get out of it.
Absolutely.
You know, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah, it does.
You know, so that's why that's my motivation. I reverse engineered it. I figured out I went back to the root of the problem. I dug deep and I realized, like, okay, now I know, even when I feel like giving up, you know, like,
yeah,
I just think back, like, okay, like, you're going through a tough time, and, you know, it's hard, but guess what? Like, you could have been born with all the shit your mom has. So,
yeah,
you know, and then that makes, like, not to say, like, what I'm going through in the moment is not tough, but that's,
absolutely,
you know, when I look at it like that, that puts things into perspective. Like, yes, what I'm going through sucks, maybe, but that's a lot worse. That would be a lot worse.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, that's what kind of, like, every time I feel like giving up, that's what I think of. And, you know, if it, not even that it, like, downplays what I would be going through, but it just, when I think of it like that and it puts it into perspective, it makes me grateful.
Yeah.
And like every time, like when you have gratitude, like present.
Yep.
You really can't be unmotivated or unhappy.
You
like,
can't be.
When you have actual gratitude, like when you're grateful for something.
Absolutely.
That's gonna help you. Oh. Like that's gonna help you tremendously. So that's what keeps me motivated even more.
Absolutely. I'm so grateful for like. I'm thankful for the changes that I made. And mm-hmm. just like, it's, yeah, I mean, my, yeah, I mean, it's definitely still like, you know, taking things every day and, you know, like taking it one day at a time and just.
Absolutely.
And like taking my life one day at a time. And
I think that's the best way to do it anyway.
Absolutely. You know,
take it one day at a time. Like, yeah, think about the future and focus on the future, but, you know, still, small steps. Take it one day at a time.
Eileen, last time I talked to you guys, I was at 10 pounds down. Still going slow, but went to the doctor the other day, weighed in, lost 15 now, slowly but surely.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Good job, Eileen. Good job.
Keep up that awesome work.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
You know?
Very
and
good.
That's an example of my motivation, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, and like, what is it, 2018 now? In like October of like 2016, pretty sure I weighed like 210 pounds, 215-ish. Mm-hmm. And then like, just cause like around that time, I had just like stopped drinking really. And that was, I kind of just lost some weight because of that. So yeah. When I first, so, on January 1st of 2017, I weighed in at like 205.8. So like I lost some 10 pounds just yeah. from, you know, cutting some bad shit out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning I weighed in at like 171. So it's like,
yeah, it's awesome.
And like last year I lost like 40 pounds. And yeah, I put a couple pounds on this year, but I've also like been working out a lot harder now too.
Yeah.
So it's like, but my... The fact that I have changed my health around
mm-hmm.
so much keeps me motivated to not want to go back to how I was,
exactly.
you know? And it's like, because I was just an unhealthy mess,
yeah.
you know? And it just like did not feel good at all, you
yeah.
know? Like, and I don't want to be also like, I'm a father to a 2-year-old. So it's like, I also want to be around for my daughter's life.
Oh, for sure.
So like, you know, like as cheesy as it sounds, I want to be able to walk her down the aisle.
Yeah.
You know, like as cheesy as that sounds,
no,
but
that's
true.
That's motivation right there. Yeah.
You know, like I want to be able to run around the yard and go to the park and like not be like, and, like
yeah.
sucking wind. You know, so yeah. like that's that. My family keeps me motivated to
mm-hmm.
stay healthy and stay on track and just be. You know, I'm just grateful for
yep.
all the good things that are in my life now.
Yeah.
You know.
I think, too, a big thing that motivates me, I'm sure the same thing with you, like, big thing that motivates me is literally you guys.
Yeah.
So, like,
absolutely.
Meaning, like, the reason that I love helping people, like, if those of you who know me, like, Marty knows, like, those of you who really know me know my biggest thing is helping people.
Absolutely.
Even if I wasn't in fitness and nutrition, I would have been doing something where it entailed helping people.
Yeah.
And... I just love helping people. I like making people feel good. I like making people feel confident. I like to lift people up. And, you know, that's motivation for me because now when people come to me, they ask me, oh, can you help me? Every day I have someone, can you help me? So it's like, you know, I know what it feels like to not have any help with anything, let alone fitness and nutrition. So I think I like to help people more so because I know what it feels like to not have the help. So that's why I'm so overly... excited to help people others.
Absolutely.
Because you know it's you know to not have the help, yes it sucks, but at the same time it taught me to do things on my own.
Yeah.
And you know I don't think I would be as good at helping people if I had all the guidance and help I needed all along.
Yeah.
You know, so in a weird way it was kind of like bittersweet, you know, and at the same time it's like now I have people counting on me,
right?
You know, like this is what I do for a living. Like I literally get paid to teach people about this stuff,
right?
And help these people. So like I don't like letting people, I can't let anybody
else down.
You can't
let people down.
So for me, that's what keeps, that's another thing, that's another big motivation for me.
Absolutely. Helping others
yeah.
is a...
when someone comes to me and asks
huge,
me for help, like I have to... Yeah.
Like, and you also like, I'm kind of in that same boat where it's like, somebody approaches me and says, hey, look, I'm trying to change my lifestyles around. They're like, can you, like, give me some pointers? Yes, I'm 110%. I'll give you as much information and as much help as I possibly can to guide you in the right direction.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then you kind of, like, take the training wheels off a little bit and let them kind of just do their own thing and let them adapt to the new ways that you're trying to show them how to live. And,
exactly.
You know, and without a doubt, helping people is definitely a major thing in my life as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And
absolutely.
So, and yeah, I'm with you 110%. And I don't do this for a living. I do this for just my own well-being and helping others and, you know, just being grateful and thankful and to be able to be healthy enough now to pass on a good message to people. So let's see what we got. Nadine, like the saying goes, nothing tastes better than the feeling good does. Absolutely. 110%. And Eileen, I cheated for the first time Saturday, homemade green chili. It was delicious, but I'm determined to get back. That does sound really, really good. You might need to drop that recipe in the comments.
Yeah, just drop that recipe in the comments, Eileen, if you can.
Yeah,
it's,
if you can,
it's not secret.
And then what we can do is ketoify it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, keto it.
That's probably pretty keto.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Eileen, drop that recipe if you can, unless it's like some family secret. I don't want you to, like...
That's probably pretty keto.
Break the family bond of recipes, because I know a lot of people have them, so...
Well, see, Eileen, I want to touch on something real quick.
Yeah.
You said, but I'm determined to get back to a healthy life. Keep in mind, just because you indulged does not mean you're out of a healthy life. You're still living a healthy lifestyle. Within one indulgence is not breaking you out of that healthy lifestyle. So
absolutely.
You don't have to get back into a healthy lifestyle. You're already in the healthy lifestyle.
Yeah. I mean,
so
you,
don't feel guilty
you
about
lost,
an indulgence.
You lost 15 pounds and you're doing awesome.
Yeah.
So having an indulgence is not getting off of track and not living a healthy lifestyle.
Exactly. And I bet you your homemade green chili is probably pretty fairly healthy.
Yeah.
It's probably pretty keto. Most chilies are.
Yeah. Chilies are, chili is pretty amazing in general.
I might have to make this recipe soon. Keto green chili?
I'm with you on that.
Episode 11. Just
episode 11, yeah. We're just going to make, we'll have cooking with Mike and Marty.
Yeah.
That's our next podcast, actually. The new one that we're starting is cooking with Mike and Marty.
We're
so,
just going to,
we're just going to sit in the kitchen, eating, sometimes cooking. More
mostly
so,
eating.
Mostly
I had
eating.
A customer call me, walk in today, and I was obviously eating. And she literally goes, she looks at me, and before she even says, like, hey, how are you? Like, how you been? Like, she comes in all the time. She's a regular. She literally looks at me and goes, you're always eating. And I was like,
it's like,
yes, you're not wrong. Like, what are you trying to tell me?
That's funny.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I am always eating.
Now that I think of it, it's like I'm always eating and drinking coffee.
Yeah. I always ask if someone wants.
As long as you're trying to share.
Yeah.
Sharing is caring.
I did that the other day to a customer. I had no idea. I wasn't even a regular. I was eating pork rinds, and I was literally, I saw him look at the bag, and I was like, want some? He looked at me and was like, what the fuck?
It's like, who are you, dude?
Who are you? Why are you offering me these pork rinds?
What's in them?
Tim, the healthy lifestyle involves indulging 100% and treating yourself. And a big part of keeping motivated is remembering that having indulgences every now and again is not a screw-up, but actually part of a healthy lifestyle.
110%.
That just backed up what we said, and Kim is awesome, so listen to her.
And if you don't know, Kim is one half of Nutrishmish.
Yes.
Who is on our highest view episode.
Hell yeah.
Episode 8. If you guys haven't seen it, go back and watch it and listen to it and download all of our other episodes as well. On iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hell yeah, that was a good episode. And Kim and Michelle were awesome.
That was a quick plug.
Just a little bit.
Nailed it.
Let's see. Eileen, there is no way to keto my grandma's recipe. I'm sure you can, but it won't taste authentic. Yeah, you know what? You might be right about that. We could try, but it's definitely, even if we did it to a T, it's definitely not going to taste like your grandma's recipe.
Yeah,
because I'm sure nothing is going to taste like her recipe.
I'm sure she kills it.
But I'll send you guys in private. Awesome, thank
cool,
you.
Cool, cool, thank you. We won't give out the recipe either.
Nothing's as good as grandma's cooking.
True.
I can cook some good shit, but nothing's as good as
I'm with
even
you.
My grandma. Nothing's as good as my grandma's. I tried to mimic it. It's not the same.
It's not the same. It's not the same. It's never really the same.
No.
Yeah, kind of getting back to like the motivation thing. I think it also comes down to that we were all kind of just given one life,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Oh, 100%.
And I think that if you're not trying to improve your life or get better in your life or get healthy in some shape, way, or form, you're kind of doing yourself a disservice in a way.
I agree.
Couldn't agree more. Because on AD met Kim last week. You guys had your consultation, I guess. Sorry, that was off topic. I was just reading comments at the same time. But
yeah,
it's really like we all have. Every single one of us has the same 24 hours, 100? The same 365 days in the year, you know, the same 7 days in a week,
yep.
and the same 60 seconds in a minute. What else?
That's why I tell people all the time. Like, people always complain to me, and I'm like, I can't be sympathetic to it, because like the biggest thing, like one of these awesome things I learned from Gary Vee, actually,
okay.
the difference between sympathy and empathy. And at first, I didn't know what empathy was. I really didn't. I've never heard of it mm-hmm. often enough to know what it really was. But I don't have sympathy for people who complain. I have empathy for it. Like, for those of you who don't know, like I didn't, sympathy is feeling bad for something.
Yes.
Empathy is being able to put yourself in their shoes and see it from their side. Which is a huge asset that I've been utilizing the last year or so since I've been listening to Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yeah, 100%.
So, like, I don't have sympathy for people who complain. It sounds harsh, it sounds mean, it sounds cold. Obviously, you all know me by now, you know the complete opposite of that. But that's why I tell people, don't complain. First of all, complaining is not going to change anything. Second of all, I say the same thing that Marty just said. You have the same 24 hours as me. Right? I had no special advantages. I had a bunch of disadvantages, actually. And I overcame them. I didn't complain about them. I found a way around them.
Yeah.
Because if somebody else, you know, like if, yeah, I don't know, if Joe Rogan can be as big as he is on his podcast, why can't Mike and
Mark? Why can't we?
We have this, Joe Rogan has this, we have the same 24 hours as Joe Rogan does. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just using him as an example because we both listen to him and he's awesome. But we have the same 24 hours. He just utilizes his 24 hours. I mean, me and Marty are doing the same thing. But, you know, when he first started, he utilized his 24 hours just like we're doing. You know, he did every second of every day. You know, Marty and I both just worked a long ass day at work and now we're here doing what we love and
yeah.
doing podcasts like, for you. But that's, we're utilizing our 24 hours.
Could I have just stayed home and laid on the couch and just watched a Netflix show?
Absolutely.
110%.
That sounds awesome.
But yeah, it does sound pretty awesome.
But you know, but, I'm glad Marty just said that because that's one of the things I tell myself all the time. Like I don't look at Instagram like, oh, I wish I could be this guy. I wish I could be this person. I can be that person. I'm going to be that person. We're going to be those people because we utilize those 24 hours. You know, like, it sounds really, like, kind of, like, twisted, but, like, the way I look at it is kind of just, like, really raw, like, point blank, because that's just how I am. I look at it, like, if I'm not here tomorrow, am I happy with what I did so far, and am I happy with what I did today?
Are you happy with what you left behind?
Yeah.
If by some chance one of us dies tomorrow, okay, or dies in our sleep tonight, God forbid, knock on wood.
We'll die keto, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm gonna be really. They're gonna be like, "Wow, is ketone
levels
are
ketone
off the charts?"
Yeah, I mean,
but like, will I be able to say, "Look, did I live my best life?"
Yeah.
And
Did I leave a mark on the world?
Can I say, at the point I'm in now in my life, I can say I've done a really good job of doing the things that I love and taking care of the things that I love and just focusing on the things that are most important in my life, then yes, I can say that I did a good job of that.
Yeah.
If I, that's how something I were to happen.
That's what gets me, that's what, another thing that keeps me motivated. You know, like, did I leave a mark on this world? Did I impact people's lives in a positive way? Did I, you know, like, biggest thing, one of these huge, huge things that I've learned that is like, one thing that stuck with me for the longest, I went to a seminar 3 years ago?
Okay.
No, 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I went to a seminar. It was called MABS, Martial Arts Business Summit. And I had the privilege of listening to a lot of great speakers and motivators and educators. And one thing that really stuck with me the most was, and this is literally, I live my life every day by the saying, no matter what.
Okay.
People are going to forget how you made them, people are going to forget what you said.
Yep.
People are going to forget what you did.
Yep.
People are never going to forget how you made them feel.
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So like when I'm at work or when I'm helping people or like even speaking right now, people are going to forget what I said when I'm helping them in the store. People are going to forget that I gave them 10% off when I came into the store. But if they leave feeling confident and feeling like they can absolutely 100% do what I suggested they do, they're going to feel that confidence.
They're going to feel that happiness. Mike really like put his all into actually helping me pick out things that I actually need.
And as humans, we're never going to forget that.
No.
That's one of the biggest things. I live every single day by that saying because it's so true. No, like, I forget half the stuff people say, and I have a good memory.
Yes.
I forget what people did, but I, if that person made me feel good, I'm not going to ever forget that.
Absolutely.
You know, and, like, that's a huge thing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it is. Like, you have to, you know, that's the same thing. I do the same thing, like you just said, like, you know, like, I don't know if I'm going to be here tomorrow. Like, we're super healthy, but, like, shit happens. Like, you know, and it's not, like, it's not even really scary because it's a part of life, but, like, make sure that you are doing something good. Make sure you're improving in some way, shape, or form. Like you said before, like that's what I do. I try to make sure that every day. Now that's why I'm so like, if I want something, I go get it. If I want to say something, I say it. Like what's on my mind. Now if I want to, whatever it is, like biggest thing, I don't want to regret anything.
Yes.
Like, when I'm older and like, you know, if I have the opportunity to live until I'm 90 or whatever, like I want to make sure I don't regret anything.
Yeah.
Because you can't, obviously, you can't go back.
You
by
can't.
The time we're 90, I don't know, maybe we didn't time travel.
By 90, I hope, like,
yeah.
I'm just living my best life at that point.
And, like, I don't want to have to look, I don't want to have to look back on my life and, like, be like, I should have done this, I should have spent more time with my family, I should have done this. Because then it's like, okay, yeah, you should have, but, like, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Like, you're 90 now, like, you can't go back and do shit, right?
Yeah.
You want to, that's why you do everything now,
it's
because
like,
I don't know if I'm going to live till 90.
Yeah.
So like, I want to, if you want to do something, go do it. If you want something, go take it.
It's like,
you
if you
say
were
something,
to
say
stick
it.
To somebody your entire life,
yeah.
You can't change that at 90.
And I, that's why I understand it, but like, people hold back what they want to say.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I want to go talk to that girl, she's really pretty. I want to go talk to that guy. I want to engage in this conversation for business reasons. Like, I want to do business with this person. I'm too intimidated to talk to them. Go talk to them.
Yeah.
But what's the absolute worst thing that you can do when you approach somebody for any reason? I don't care if it's a romantic reason, if it's a business reason, if it's just like me. Like I those of you who know me, I make friends with everybody I meet. I can walk into a room, a bar full of people, and I'll leave friends with everybody because that's just the person I am. But like that's why I'm not afraid to go up and talk to somebody. I'll go up and talk to anybody about anything, anytime. But it's like, I understand that's not something that common because people are afraid of that.
Right.
But that's something good to practice, getting out of your comfort zone, because that's going to make you more confident, and then you're not going to regret as much. And
very
that
true.
Kind of thing, too, is motivating, because then you're going to be more confident.
Absolutely.
When you're more confident, it shows in everything.
Absolutely.
You know?
I think that's, you know, like, a prime example of what Mike just said is that I want to do some sort of podcast for, like, a really long time. What do you got?
This one. This is like staining my glass here.
It's stained my glass too.
That's strange. Alright, well, whatever. I tried to see if it was whatever. I got like on my finger.
Well, like a little like residue?
Off topic.
Yeah, I tasted it, guys.
Pineapple, this is really good.
Come on. Like
shiny object.
What's that? Like, I've always wanted to do some sort of podcast in my life, and this goes back many years, and I've never really, like never really knew what I kind of wanted to do about, or, like, what I want to talk about. Like, I do, eventually, I'm on the side, if you guys don't know, me and a friend, we do a food Instagram, that we run a food blog, basically, and, eventually, me and him will get together and we'll do like our own little like foodie podcast.
Oh yeah!
But when I first met Mike, it was at Mission, and I honestly don't remember like our like first interaction together. But pretty sure like I started following Mission, and then you got tagged in a post, so like I followed you because I saw you did keto, and I'm like, I was just starting keto, so I'm like, I was trying to like absorb as much information from people that I could, and then I started watching your videos on Instagram, and I'm like, you know, I was like, I feel that his message and his knowledge could turn into something great if I say, hey, do you want to actually do a podcast? So I stepped out of my comfort zone and I'm like, dude, let's fucking do this.
Mm-hmm.
And let's start filming something. And here we are 10 weeks later and we started filming a podcast.
Yeah.
And we're now 10 weeks in and it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and like...
It turned into something great.
Yeah, it turned into something great. And it's going to continue growing and getting better and better. And, you know, it's thanks to you guys for tuning in every week and liking our videos and sharing them to all the platforms that you guys do, to like Facebook and iTunes. Yes, I'm trying to plug the podcast too at the same time in my speech.
YouTube also.
Yes, but but like between like meeting everyone at Mission and now meeting the people that have come on the podcast so far, I've been able now to like meet some really amazing people that do amazing things to help people. Like Eric and Brittany from Tonic and Michelle and Kim from Nutritionist, you know, like those four people are doing amazing things to help people get healthy and live better lives. And it's just, yeah, I mean, that those types of things also keep me motivated.
Yeah.
Watching other people help people better their lives makes me want to better my life more, and then also help other people better their lives.
100%.
So it's...
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, thank you guys for all the loves and likes. This is probably the best like and love episode that you guys have given us. Don't mind me, I'm about to crack open my sail away.
Oh, yeah. Best
ready?
Best,
ready?
Best sound
ready?
Ever.
Let's do it over this. Oh yes, feels so good once it hits the lips.
Yep, nothing better than that.
Oh yeah,
sweet.
So I mean, for you guys, I think like we said a couple minutes ago, me and Mike have the same 24 hours that you guys do, and if you guys are looking for a time to start bettering your life, there's no better time than now to start doing that. Because
tomorrow
somebody else is going to start bettering their lives before you.
Yep.
And I mean, just because I've been, you know, like an athlete and played sports my entire life, there's always going to be somebody training harder than you, waking up earlier than you, going to the gym earlier than you, eating better than you, and why don't you flip the script and start going to the gym and start eating a little bit better.
Yeah.
And start training a little bit better. You know? And I understand that we all live very, very busy lives. Like, I'm up at like 5:30 in the morning. I'm going into the city every single day, and I work from 8:30 to 5 every single day, and then I'm on the train home. So I don't get home until 6 o'clock to begin with. So I'm like, I'm exhausted when I get home already, but I find time in the day to go work out.
Yeah.
And I make sure that I eat right like 95% of the time, and I take care of the things that I have to take care of, you know? And I make sure I utilize my 24 hours each day to make sure that I did what I had to do that day.
Yeah.
You know? And then tomorrow, who knows what I'm...
Tomorrow's a clean slate.
Yeah.
Blank canvas. You can literally have control over anything you do tomorrow. Like, that's what I think of it. Like, even if I have a shitty day, which is super rare, like, I have control over it. Tomorrow's a new day. I can make tomorrow whenever I want. I can do whatever I want tomorrow. It's a completely blank canvas. I can do whatever I want. And I can utilize my 24 hours however I want. Like Marty said, when you want to change something, there's literally no better time than now, because tomorrow is going to turn into, I'll do it after the weekend. I'll do it after the weekend is going to turn into, I'll start it on New Year's. Right? Not to mention...
Holidays coming up.
Holidays coming
weekend.
Up. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to have a really shitty weekend, so I might as well just take the week off.
Yeah.
And
that's
like,
going to turn into like one excuse into another, and it's going to snowball until a year from now you gained 20 pounds and you have no idea how you got
there.
Like,
what happened? I thought I was going to start tomorrow.
Yeah. Your coworker is
365 days just passed by.
Yeah.
That's what just happened.
So no better time than now. There's no excuse. Nothing is standing in your way. I don't care what excuse you have. We'll find a way around it. Because you're so focused on, you know, a lot of people I notice are so focused on what other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
My coworker lost 20 pounds. Why can't I? Well, your coworker's eating the right way. You're eating right 5 days a week and binging on the weekends. Little things like that, right? And that was just an example. So, like, no better time than now. I don't know. There should never be, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll start Monday. I'll start New Year's. Ah, the holidays are coming up. Ah, I got my kids. I'm too busy. Excuses.
I have a 2-year-old at home. I have a busy, busy life. You know, like, I used to, like, not really, like, give a shit about my health at all. And it's like, you know, like, I come home and I like to spend my nights now home with my family and playing with my daughter and enjoying my time with them. And I make sure that I take advantage of all of that time with them. So, yes, I traded nights out at the bar where I was just doing stupid shit and come to nights in now. You know, I traded lunches out with people at work and whatnot to going to the gym. You know, like, I traded spending my Mondays on spending all night just watching Netflix to filming a podcast now.
Yeah.
You know, like, I flipped the script on so many things in my life that it's just...
Because you wanted it bad enough.
Because I wanted it bad enough, and I knew that I knew what I have to do in life to make sure that I'm successful and meeting the goals that I set for myself.
Yeah. And Kim literally just said almost word for word what I was about to say. If you want something bad enough and prioritize it, you will make time for it. End of story. 100%.
Thank you, Kim.
I was just about to say, if you want something bad enough, you will find a way to get it. Right?
Go out and get it.
Yeah. You will never have extra time. You have to make extra time. Right? Even Marty said too, he works all day, train to the city, train back, 2-year-old at home. Like, as amazing as that is, it's time consuming.
Yeah.
I work 60 hours a week and help people on the side. I don't have an extra hour to go to the gym a day. I make an extra hour to go to the gym a day because it's important to me. I prioritize it, right? And that is exactly what it is. End of story. If I want something bad enough, I'll find a way to get it. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah.
You know?
And we all have off days too, guys. It's not like we're saying that we do this 24/7, 365. No. You know,
we have our off days.
Yeah. Guys.
Taking time for yourself to reboot and recharge the batteries is just as important so you don't get burnt out.
Yeah.
Because I've been burnt out before. I'm sure you have. And you're absolutely fucking useless when you're burnt out.
I'll fully admit, I was so burnt out on last week's episode. I was just like, because on Saturday, I spent 7 hours doing yard work, like, just killing myself. And then Sunday, I said, hey, you know what? Why don't I go to the gym for an hour and a half and kick my ass instead of resting, which I probably should have done. And I didn't sleep good either on Sunday night. And then Monday morning, I went to work and woke up early, went to the gym. Pretty sure I worked out on Monday too, and I was just like, by the time I got home, I was just so like exhausted. Like I was falling asleep at work. I burnt myself out.
Yeah,
you know, and
that
like
happens to everybody.
And like you need to also know your limitations of your body. And like if you need a break or you know you need to take a day off or a week off, then do it. But where the mindset comes in is getting back on.
Yeah.
You know, and we touched on this a couple episodes ago, is that you can go out and enjoy your weekend and, like, have a cheat weekend or something, but if your mindset is right, then you're able to get back on track the next day.
Yeah.
And
because you know it's part of your lifestyle.
Yes.
And that's too, like, even me, I have the flaw of not being, I'm still working on it myself actively. I don't know when to take a break. Like, fortunately, I love what I do for work, so it's not really like I'm like, oh, I'm dying for a day off. I have one day off a week, and even that one day off, some way, shape, or form, somehow, I always wind up at work. I don't know, whatever, like, I'm fortunate to love what I do, and I'm not dying for a day off, I don't live for my weekend, but, you know, I don't know how to... I have a hard time knowing when it's time to take a rest. Like, I love working. When I'm not working, I don't know what to do. I can't physically sit around. Even on my day off, I do shit on my day off. I don't just sit around.
Yeah.
And you might be saying, well, your flaw is you work too hard. That's not a good thing. Like I'm actively practicing it myself. That's a flaw that I have, is I need to be able to learn how to sit down. Chill out, recharge the batteries. You know, like I'm constantly go, 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 because that's all I've ever known. I've been working since I was 14 years old. Like I've always been I've always worked hard. But now it's like, okay, but taking time to recharge the batteries and taking time to rest and taking time to have a nice little indulgence weekend and taking things like that, you know, that's part of the lifestyle. Like the fact that I don't do that doesn't mean like, oh, like you're better at it. That actually makes me worse at it, because that's part of the lifestyle, and I'm still practicing on how to do that. So that's a flaw of my own, you know? So just to give you an idea, everybody has flaws, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not perfect, guys. Like, not in the least bit.
And yeah.
As much as I have changed my life around, I still have my vices, and I still have my flaws that 100%. I still have to work on, and it's just a matter of being able to manage them properly now instead of being able to just let them take over my life completely and just saying, okay, guess what? Now you're going to go eat like shit again for the next month. No, sorry, I'm not going to do that. And I've changed my mindset.
Yeah.
To the point
there's also always something to work on.
Yes.
No matter how good you are at what you do or how good your diet is, there's always something to improve.
Absolutely.
You're always learning. You're always improving. That's why I try to tell everybody, don't focus on the end game. Focus and enjoy day by day. The little things, the journey. Because there's always, even when you hit your end goal, there's still going to be something to improve. There's always going to be something that you can do better. You know, like this, just, you're never going to be perfect. You don't want to be. You want to keep learning and experiencing things. And you know, that's why I like that. Even when I hit my goals, I set bigger goals. Like, okay, I crushed this goal, and now what's next?
Yeah.
I'll set a bigger goal. It's more difficult, and it's going to take a lot more time, but I'm going to go ahead and do it because that's what's going to keep me, you know, that's what's going to keep me going.
Yeah.
You know, you want to enjoy the journey of it. You want to actually, you know, embrace the little tiny goals that work up to the big goal. You know, you want to always have something to improve on. A big thing that I again, another one that stuck with me is happiness equals progress.
Oh, yes.
You know,
yes,
you
I
have
like
to
that.
Be progressing.
I like that.
Like when I'm progressing and I'm bettering myself or helping someone else better themselves, I'm happy. I'm in my happiest. Like, I'm happy all the time for the most part, because just why not? Why wouldn't I be? But I'm literally at my happiest, no anxiety, no, literally nothing negative.
That's awesome.
I'm at my absolute happiest and most comfortable when I'm helping people. Like this podcast.
Yeah.
When I'm at work for 10 hours a day, it sounds like, oh, 10 hours. I literally help people all day. So I'm at my happiest because I'm helping people.
That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and everyone has that thing. You know, they're the happiest when they're, you know, whatever you like to do. Like, if you like to build stuff, I'm my happiest when I'm in my wood shop doing woodwork.
Yeah.
I'm my happiest when I'm welding
yeah.
shit. I'm my
find
happiest
what you love.
When I'm cleaning. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to find, exactly. Find what you love. Find your thing.
Find your passion.
Yeah. And
build on it.
Build on it. That's what's going to be your motivator. That's what's going to motivate you.
Like, if you, like you said, like, if you enjoy building things, then start building things since you enjoy it so much and build it even further.
Yeah.
That's a little pun.
Like that.
Right.
That's good.
And make it something awesome. You know, like whether you do it for pleasure or you're doing it for making money, as long as you're loving what you're doing, then there should be nothing that's stopping you.
Yeah.
At all.
And that's the thing. Like, I could. Huge thing my dad taught me, actually, and when I was at that age where I was kind of like a little shit, like I didn't appreciate it, but it stuck with me too, is find your passion, like follow your passion,
mm-hmm.
and money will come later.
Yeah.
Never take money over passion.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing because, you know, one, having my dad support me like that is awesome, instead of being like,
yes.
go get a fucking job and make as much money as you can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he encouraged me to follow my passion, and I did. You know, like I had jobs where I made more than I did now, and I was miserable.
Yeah.
You know, because I was chasing a quick buck.
Absolutely.
Now it's like I found my passion, and I make money doing it. You know, and if I didn't stick with just, you know, follow your passion. Follow your passion.
That's
so
it.
Even when I was doing my passion, I'm making almost no money with it. I had it in my head, okay? Like, do your passion, follow your passion, and money will come.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it did, and it's going to keep doing it. And, you know, I'm happy I listened to that. It was a good piece of advice because, you know, that's my advice to you. Like, follow your passion. Like Marty said, whether you're woodworking for pleasure or to make money, if you're woodworking for pleasure and it's your passion, it can turn into woodworking for money and
yes.
passion. And you can make money with it. I never in my life thought I was going to make money doing this. Like, I've always wanted to do this. This is my passion.
Yep.
But I was like, well, how the hell do I make money doing it? You know,
find a way.
I found a little niche way to do it, and it's working. So, you know, like, that's a good piece of advice that my dad gave me and that I'm going to give you. Follow your passion. Never take money over passion, because it's never worth it in the end. And if you follow your passion, eventually money will come. If you're doing something you're passionate about, one way or another, you're going to find a way to make money at it.
Love it.
You know?
Do you guys have any questions?
That's 9 o'clock already. Jesus.
I know, right?
Well,
that's what happens when we get fired.
I know. Fuck ketones, goddamn. Well, if you guys have questions,
yeah.
Q&A is open. Also, if you want to share what motivates you.
Yeah, how about that?
Ask questions and share what motivates you, because we're curious to know what motivates you. You might motivate us. Tables might turn on this episode.
So while we're doing that, while we're waiting, giveaway.
I'm going to say the same thing I was going to say.
Giveaway. Giveaway.
We're doing an episode 10 giveaway. A 10th episode giveaway.
So, I don't really know how to do this, but what I'm going to do, let's see if I can, I'll have all the comments on here. All right. Let's see. Sorry, guys. It's our first giveaway. Give me a second.
In the meantime, share this podcast out.
Yes.
Hit like, hit love. Throw some questions down there. Q&A is open for a couple minutes. So ask questions, share what motivates you. We're curious. We love your questions, which you all know.
Let's see. All right. How are we going to do this? Well, what we're going to give away.
Yeah.
What we're going to give away is me and Mike are working on a few things. And one of them is we're going to make Mondays with Mike and Marty t-shirts.
T-shirts.
What's up?
Sick.
What you're going to get is a Mondays with Mike and Marty t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a little keto shopping list.
Yep. We're going to include a keto food shopping list and a couple pages of keto recipes.
Yes. So. And we'll also throw in the Keto 360.
Yeah.
There's a book that kind of tells you, like, it kind of gives you, like, the ins and outs of the ketogenic diet, and there's some recipes on how you should do the diet, the lifestyle and stuff, so you're going to get all of that, okay? So,
I think we should maybe ask a question. First person to answer correctly.
Ooh, maybe. Right? I like that. Well, we have 9 people watching the video right now, plus the people on Periscope. I can't see if any of you guys are commenting at all. So let me see quick.
So packages, a t-shirt, a Mondays with Mike and Marty t-shirt, a Keto 360 book, and a keto food shopping list along with the keto recipes.
So,
which is gonna be sweet.
Sorry guys, I'm figuring this out.
Periscope.
Yeah. I mean, all up in your faces. Considering we have more people watching on Facebook, sorry, Periscope people.
Maybe next time.
we'll do next time we do a giveaway. We'll do a giveaway for both platforms.
Yeah.
But right now, we're just doing Facebook Live because that's where we started, and you know, that's just how things roll.
That's home base. You know? Thanks, Eileen.
Thank you. So, that's a good question.
Let's see. We could do...
As you can tell, we thought about this.
I want to make it challenging, but not too challenging.
Okay. Are we thinking, like, health and lifestyle, or are we thinking, what about?
Do that. Either that or what does MCT stand for?
That's a good one, too.
Not bad, right?
It's
like
that one.
Want to do that one?
Yeah.
All right. Drum roll, please. The question is, the first person to answer it on live is the winner. The first person to answer it correctly on live is the winner. Question is, we always talk about MCT oil. What does MCT stand for? What does the acronym MCT stand for?
And go.
I feel like I'm, what's his name from Jeopardy?
Thank you, Eileen.
I still love Jeopardy. Have everyone pick a number? What?
You could have just done...
No, that's not fair.
Kim.
Kim's the winner.
Kim's the winner.
Ding, ding, ding. Alright. Yeah, we could have had everyone pick a number, but we wanted to make it fun and educational and still have everybody...
How about we do this?
No?
I'm gonna do this too. Kim, you're gonna win the t-shirt. Okay? We're going to give you the team shirt. We're going to give you the Mondays with Mike and Marty t-shirt.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. So we're Kim's a nutritionist. She doesn't need our shopping list.
You don't need a shopping list for keto.
So Kim gets the t-shirt.
So Kim, you're going to get a t-shirt. then we're going to think of a number right now, okay? Between 1 and 20?
Yeah.
Between 1 and 20, because, yeah. Let's see. About that number.
Cool.
Alright, so if you can think of the number that we're thinking of between 1 and 20, you'll win the keto shopping list, the book, and a couple recipes. So, start guessing.
Let's start it up. If you can guess the number, you win the rest of the package.
Nope.
Clone, I don't know, man. Not 16. Let's keep guessing.
Nope.
Nope. Keep it going. I have a feeling someone's really.
If you're just joining in, we're giving away a keto shopping list, a book.
So close.
So guess the number 1 through 20.
Oh, someone's gonna get it. No,
we're running out of numbers.
No.
Come on, guys. You can do it.
Come on.
There's only so many numbers left that you guys haven't guessed.
There's like one option left. Nope.
Oh, no.
So close. Come on. Someone's going to get it.
You guys got this. Come on.
Come on.
I have all the faith in the world.
So close, someone's getting it. Nope.
Almost.
Nope.
There's a...
It's the only number that I haven't guessed yet.
There's like three numbers left. That's not in our number category.
Nope. Someone's gonna get it.
Yes!
Claire! Marissa.
Marissa wins. Marissa. Number 7.
7.
7 is the magic number. Congratulations, because that's how many carbs are in silhouette in the coffee.
7, 7, 7.
Marissa, you won. No
Marissa,
more guessing.
Stop guessing, Marissa. You won.
No more guessing.
7. 7 was the number. Marissa was the first person to guess it. She wins the keto food shopping list, keto recipes, and the Keto 360 book. And Kim wins our Mondays with Mike and Marty t-shirt. Awesome.
Yeah. Kim, just, I guess, DM me or Mike with your shirt size. And we can, once we get everything, once we actually, this should be made within the next, like, 2 weeks. So once we get it made, we'll arrange it so we can get it to you.
She's excited.
Yes. You know I need that.
Awesome. Nice job, guys.
Yeah, really, that was awesome.
I was like, what a way to end the 10th episode.
Congratulations. To our winners. I guess relating back to what we said, episode 10, very grateful that we that we've made it this far. I'm excited to see what else we can come up with in the next coming weeks. Also, I don't know what your plans are for next week if you're going solo.
I might just like do like a half hour Q&A.
Okay.
I don't really want to do a topic without you.
Okay. Yeah. So
I feel too empty. I can't do a topic episode of Mondays with Mike and Marty without Marty.
Yeah, guys, I'm not going to be here next week. I'm going to be in Disney with my wife and my daughter. riding some rides, meeting some Disney characters, and hanging out, getting some weather. So I think Mike's just going to do a straight up Q&A.
I think I'm just going to do a it's not even going to be an hour episode. I'm not even going to do a topic. I'm just going to do like a little 30-minute Q&A just to fill in some stuff. Maybe some questions you might have had from our past episodes you didn't get to ask. Just like a little 30-minute Q&A just to keep it rolling. Not going to do a topic without Marty here, so we're going to catch up when Marty gets back with a new topic and hopefully some cool guests or something. I'm trying to work on some, getting some guests on.
May 8th will be our, right? Is that? No, May 7th. As I get back. Yeah, mm-hmm. May 7th we will return as a duo.
Yeah.
Of Mondays with Mike and Marty. So tune in next week for the Q&A with Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys could, which would be greatly appreciated for both of us, if you guys download our podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud or Google Play or YouTube, leave a comment, like it. And also, there's a little blue button on YouTube that says subscribe.
Yes.
Click that button and subscribe to our channel, because not only are we going to put these videos up, but we're, if there's any like seminars or any talks that we do in the future, they're going to get posted up on there as well.
Those of you who are local Long Island, we actually have people coming from Jersey for this seminar.
Sick.
May 16th, it's a Wednesday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., in Huntington Village. It's on Long Island. We are having a Keto 101 workshop seminar. Me and the two owners of Mission Nutrition are going to do a seminar all together. We have a really cool topic that we're going to talk about, and we are also going to do a Q&A. So if you're local, or if you're somewhat local and you feel like making the drive for a really cool free two-hour seminar, we're going to have samples. I believe we're offering a pretty generous discount off anything in the store if you want to shop that night. So that's going to be May 16th, Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. I will be there as well doing a lot of the seminar. So that's really cool. We have people coming from Jersey. We have people coming from the city. So I'm really psyched about that.
I'm coming to hang out.
Yeah. So we're actually going to have that filmed. And we're actually going to do it Facebook Live too. So you guys who are not local can watch it. But we're going to throw that up on the YouTube channel as well, because we're going to be going over a lot of stuff that we normally would go over here.
If you're looking for any of our channels, as Eileen is asking, we are under Mondays with Mike and Marty on all the platforms.
Yes, just to make it easy.
Yeah, so there's... just go on YouTube, search Mondays with Mike and Marty, and it'll pop up. You'll see our cool little banner.
Yeah.
And, awesome. All right, then. Sweet. Thank you guys for tuning in to episode 10 and joining us for these 10 episodes. And
yeah, thank you.
We'll see you soon.
Awesome.
Have a great night, guys.
See you guys later. Bye.
Sweet. Let's end this.